Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
The sun's out. School is heading for the home stretch. It's actually going to feel like summer today and tomorrow. It's about time. I think that's where it's. I've blamed Keith for this forecast for months. He's taken it well. And now it actually feels like we could be getting near the end of the school year.
That's true. Here it is, May Day already. And, you know, but as I always say, it's always sunny and 70 out at Northwestern Monroe County. So, you know.
Share with the rest of us, will you?
Now, Dr. Mike, you were a football player at IU, but you did notice something that happened last night in New Albany.
Hey, that was big news. We had our work session last night, and we finished up about an hour and 45, so it was about 7:45. And
good timing.
Dr. Sanders snuck out real quick afterwards and come back in and said, it's Indiana, and we all cheered. So,
you know what? That was interesting because that was happening in more places right. than perhaps you thought. You saw stories on social media last night of people being in – track meets or at grocery stores.
On the debate, one of the candidates announced it during the debate.
There you go. So I guess this was a big deal. And maybe more people were watching his decision than the debate.
That is Indiana right there.
That is.
You got lots of stuff going on, though, Mike. You got some building and stuff going on around building. You got bids and groundbreaking and all kinds of stuff. So start with your bidding on something.
Right. We accepted bids. Early last week on all of our outdoor facilities that will start the day after the state track finals. We've been fortunate to have kids in the state track finals, so we did want to schedule that over the top of that to make sure. We do want to thank the good folks at Bloomington North that if it did overlap 1 week, they graciously said that our kids could practice over at Bloomington North. So we're very very grateful for them reaching out and letting our kids practice over there if that becomes an issue at that time. But we will start the groundbreaking and process of the outdoor facilities, which includes the football field, bleachers, press box. Also later this summer, backstop dugouts for our baseball. We will start the advertisement and bidding process on our connector classrooms, as we call them. And basically that's because it's connecting the intermediate and primary school by hallway with 6 classrooms on each side for a total of 12 classrooms for 2 reasons. We're bringing over if we started school tomorrow, we'd have an additional 137 kids from Stinesville that are coming over. And then, of course, the growth that we've seen for, you know, a number of reasons because of our area, because of I-69 and all that we're experiencing anyway. So that'll be along with the upgrades in our auditorium, electrical, all new electrical and lighting in our auditorium. If our bids come in under and we have some extra with bonds, if you bond it for a certain project, that money has to go to that project and not anywhere else. So as of right now, if bids come under, we would look at some possible additional upgrades, probably in the auditorium. That's not set in stone. But likely we would look at things like seating and things like that. So very very exciting. We're not letting anything go to waste. And why I say that is the sod from our football field. We're taking it planting it in our areas in our soccer fields, our baseball, softball fields, things like that. And there's really a quick, neat story behind that. When that field, our field was originally built, Winfield, Dick Jacobs,
right.
Very wonderful community guy that just passed away a few years ago, back in the day went door to door asking folks to donate at least 1 square foot of sod from their front yard to build the football field that we play on today.
Wow.
So we're not letting any of that go to waste, so we're going to have some special things commemorating that coming up too. And One of the unique things is that it's not just for football. Our band parents are really excited. Obviously, we're a big part of who we are out here is All-State Marching Band program. We're looking forward to hosting some competitions or invitational marching. No more mud.
No more bleach.
Exactly. Soccer fields. We will have the soccer lines on there, so we will be able to do that. The current visiting side is going to become the home side. For 50 years, our folks during that, you know, fall season time especially have looked into the sun and been blinded by the sun all those years. So we're going to make our guests suffer from now on. Look into the sun. We're putting our home bleachers and new press box on the other side. So that's exciting. So we're excited about that. We're going to move the current visiting bleachers to the end zone for our band and additional seating for big games. And also, later in the summer, of course, we mentioned the connector classrooms. There will be, of course, traditional classrooms. There'll be two of those that are designated specifically, one to our program and another to our music program. So they've met with our teachers there and have looked at square footage, minor details that make a big difference for those programs as well. So a lot of thought and all. They've also met with our assistant principals looking at our traffic flow out there as well, looking at how we're going to get how we're going to accommodate any additional cars that for drop off and pick up, and then also later on down the line, a couple years on the other side of the primary school, we're looking at a pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, first grade building over there, and looking at how that drive will affect that as well. So whenever we talk about driveways and asphalt, there's a lot of money that goes into that, so we don't want to put down an extra road that is obsolete in 2 years. So when the new building comes in, so trying to look ahead and make the most of biggest bang for our buck, so to speak, and also. So it's an exciting time, and as far as new construction, too, just a week before last, new band tower as you come up Edgewood Drive, right here at our front parking lot, new black band tower that looks really nice. So a big thank you to our band parents that helped make that possible, along with our capital projects fund. So very appreciative to our band parents and all their hard work. And also, that was a nice addition for our marching band program.
We're talking with Mike Wilcox, who's a superintendent at the Richland Bean Blossom School System. And Mike, I know you explained this, but one more time, because there's some people in your community that said, why are you putting all that money in the athletic facilities? And I know you've said how badly the need was to get these things up to standard.
Right. You know, the last two... maybe three, but for sure two major renovation projects that we had done here. The last one being the renovation of the high school and the junior high school, and then the one before that was obviously the building of our intermediate and primary school. That goes back to 2002. So prior to 2002 was the sometime was the last time that any attention. With the exception of building the tennis courts, any attention had been given to our existing facilities. So for two reasons, we took a look at that when we had the long range planning committee come in and met two things. First of all, you always think about safety, especially this day and age, because our everything from our fence and like that is getting some age on it, and also a safety issue. And then second of all, curb appeal is important when we want our folks to be proud of our facilities. We want our kids to be proud of our facilities. You know, we don't have to put in the Cadillac, but a nice Impala is good to have as well. So we want that to look good. And, you know, we compete for kids now, whether we like it or not. And when families are driving around looking for a place to live and they're looking at where they want their kids to go to school, we want them to see that we are committed to all academics and extracurriculars here, that their child's going to get a well-rounded education.
Mike, graduation for RBB is June 2nd. It's right around the corner.
June 2nd, 11 o'clock a.m. at the high school gym. I always am very complimentary of our folks during the delivery of diplomas. I've been places in the past, wonderful places, but during graduation you hear, you know, cowbells and air horns and like that, but you don't hear that here. And in my five graduations, this being my sixth graduation, very quiet, respectful time during the delivery of diplomas, and it's just a wonderful graduation ceremony. And I compliment Mr. Ackerman, our high school administrators and staff. And one of the neat traditions also that is building is that the first year that I was here, we had a handful of staff members that went through with the regalia, the cap and gown on, and all. And I have put the carrot out there in front of everybody that if they were to go through that I would pay for their graduation gown. And also, so we've about quadrupled our number. And also, I'm looking forward to I'm going to meet with the principals later on this morning and get more of a count on where we're at this year. So that makes a pretty neat picture to hang up here in central office that we do each year. And you not only see the grads, but when you see the staff behind them, and it's just not the high school staff.
Right.
There's a lot of intermediate and primary and junior high and Steinsville teachers out there behind them, because it's the biggest day for the corporation, not just the biggest day for the high school, but the biggest day for the corporation, and the greatest moment of the year is when we give out those diplomas. So,
all right, Mike, before we let you go, you got some good news to announce. You're a brand new what?
Yeah, my daughters call me Papaw Mike. So little Meredith Jane was born on the 14th. So that was pretty cool. So she's she's perfect. I have to say, I know everybody says that their owners are perfect, and I'm no exception.
Enter in the baby contest.
Yeah, there you go. And my secretary, Robin May, is a new grandma this week, a new nan, I should say. Olivia was born this past this weekend. And then two of our board members, Dana Kerr and Randy Wright, are both grandparents again in the last month and a half. So we've had a lot of nice blessings.
The next generation.
Enrollment's going up at RBB.
I know. And also, fellas, wanted to mention our thoughts and prayers go out to the Owen Valley School family after the tragic accident this
awesome.
Weekend. I know you guys had talked about it earlier this morning, and our thoughts and prayers are with the entire OV school family over there, and continued for our little second grader and fourth grader that's still at Riley, and also like I said, our thoughts and prayers are with them during this time.
Yeah, just a tragic accident, and I don't know what to say on that. You're right. Thoughts and prayers are probably the best way to handle that.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk to you right before graduation. We'll get you back on, get us ready, wrap up the 2017-18 school year. Can you believe that's just going to be in a few weeks from now? So get them all ready to go, and we'll get caught back up here at the end of the month.
All righty. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate all you do for us.